How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your most pressing and personal question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. And as I do every day now that we're doing a daily program, as I pull out one card which talks about the vibration of the day. Your vibration of the day is do not procrastinate. Anything that you can take care of today, do it today. So it's your thought for the day. I'm going to go right to the calls. I have somebody here from area code 630. Hello, 630. Is this Frank?
Yes, Mrs. Mona. My name is Frank.
Okay, and Frank, what's your question for me?
I have a question about my medical, my health issue. And I was in the doctor's office a week ago about the prostate, kind of prostate beginning cancers, like kind of BPH. So I would like to ask you about this is the serious or what is my...
Well, first of all, my advice does not replace a medical professional, so I want to tell you that right off the start. But what your cards are saying here is that I would definitely seek out a second professional medical opinion, because what it's saying here is that the first physician you may have gone to is probably going to just regular standard protocol to treat what's going on with you. And I'm getting here in your cards that you need a second opinion right away.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Frank.
So thank you, ma'am. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Bye-bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Sabrina.
Hi, Sabrina. What's your question?
I'm in a relationship, a new relationship, and I was just wondering if, well, it's not very new, but it's been about a year, if it's going to last.
Let's see. Well, my immediate response to that question is it looks as though this person, and okay, here's the thing. Everyone that calls my program, I think you're fabulous because you found my program. So I'm going to start with that. He's coming up reversed in your cards, which means that it's not that he doesn't care about you. He does care about you, but he cares about himself more.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, people should kind of care about themselves more than anybody else around them. Here's the thing is that he has yet to look at you as though you are sort of the partner that he's going to have moving forward. He's still looking for other options, which is, it doesn't mean that the relationship won't go further. It's just that you need to start treating him with the same attitude.
Okay.
So, in other words, you keep your options open without telling him you're keeping your options open. He will feel that vibration, and you will probably start getting more attention from him. And you'll probably start getting the dialogue that you want to hear, which is about, is this relationship somebody that I really want to build my life around? Because right now he hasn't shown you any signs that you should be building your relationship around him or your life around him. And he's not a bad person. Don't get me wrong. It's just that what I'm seeing here is that he's keeping his options open. And that's why it feels a little squirrely to you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, it does.
Okay. Now, I want to tell you something else. There is this huge cosmic breakthrough coming to you by November. What's really interesting about this is it gives you an opportunity to release yourself from a feeling of being trapped. So it may be a brand new job opportunity that's coming to you or some sort of new adventure that you get to take. And I don't want you to use the relationship of this man to weigh on your decision. The cards are saying that you should take this opportunity whether or not this man decides to be a part of your life moving forward. And by you actually sort of being selfish enough to know what's good for you, that may be one of the things that makes this guy step up, is that you are very aware of what it is you need to have in your lifetime to feel fulfilled all the way around. So there's this new amazing opportunity coming up, and if you were to create that for yourself, what does that look like? Because according to this, it is either like the most killer amazing job opportunity coming to you, or it may even be another man.
Right.
Isn't that interesting?
All right, very.
All right, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody else here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hold on, let me take a little drink of water. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Doug.
Oh, hey, Doug. What's your question for me?
Just wondered what's going to happen like in the next 6 months or so. What do you see for me?
All right. Now, normally I don't let you ask that kind of question. Is there, because that's really global, it's sort of like a full reading kind of thing. Is there a specific area you'd like me to explore?
Let's look at career.
Okay. Well, it starts by you realizing that nobody can do what you do the way you do it. So it's saying that by you going with the flow of what's being presented to you and being able to act on a variety of choices that are going to be presented, you get to actually shine in your own regard. You're supposed to find the spotlight here, Doug. I'm also seeing here that the last 3 months have felt a little weird for you. It's though you start to do something and you lose energy in it. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay, because what your cards are talking about is that you need to put yourself in a more social or networking kind of mode, because it's saying that there are coincidences that are going to work to your favor. So accept all invitations.
Oh, okay.
And you may even want to start initiating a few of your own. Because, like for example, here in Las Vegas, we got a big old business expo coming up around the corner. You might want to just go just for the heck of it.
Okay.
Because it's a networking opportunity for you.
Cool.
People need to see that you're still around and that you're kind of happy with your feeling of being in the gap of things.
Okay.
That it's okay for you to wait. And it's okay for you to not have a solid identity, but what it's not okay is for you to hide in your house and watch reruns of Judge Judy. Does
that
make sense?
Yeah, that would be my choice to do that.
All right, my friend, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
Okay, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 949 area code. Hello, 949. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Dee Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Hi, Dee Dee. What's your question?
My question is career related. There's a lot of stuff going on at my job right now. Thinking about taking on another position somewhere else, not sure if that will be the right move for me, but what do you see? Do you see me moving on? Do you see me staying?
Well, you have a card that indicates a deep letting go of what you've put a lot of work into. So here's the thing, is does the new opportunity pay you more money? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Okay.
Initially, probably not.
Okay. I would like you to not undervalue your contribution to the corporate world by shifting into something that pays you less money when you've worked this hard to get to where you are. Okay? Mm-hmm. It is a point where you start looking for an opportunity that is your next step. Because what I'm seeing here is that you're about a year and a half away from either starting your own business or in your absolute total amazing dream job. Right now, that's not it. So the only thing I can suggest is if you stay where you are, that you go to your supervisor and ask if you can learn about other departments specifically so that you get even more well-rounded for the next step. And then they can also rely on you if there's anything else that needs to have happen. In other words, you get to be much more global at what you do. But your cards are talking about you just don't like what's going on around you right now and that it just feels incredibly unfair, Dee Dee.
Yep.
And that's what I don't like is that it seems like that your best stuff is actually being used against you. Now you can sort of play that game and work that to your benefit by learning what you don't know. And in the meantime, start searching for something else that's in your field that would be the next step for you. And it has to be more money. You can't just go to another job to just leap out of where you are for the sake of just getting away from it. This is saying that if you concentrate on the idea of getting a new opportunity that pays you more money, this says that you could have it in the next 4 weeks.
Okay.
So I'm literally advising you to look for the opportunity that actually pays you more money. And even if it's not as challenging, but that you get to take your background and put it in a different direction. For example, let's say you were in human resources. I'm just going to use that as an example. And you knew everything about how to do benefits, how to do human resources, and how to do staffing, recruiting, and how to do all that. So a shift would be that you would decide that you would go sell temporary staffing services for a temporary staffing company. The idea would be that it gives you a little bit more sales experience, but you get to springboard from a foundation you already know. So I'm actually having you think about the idea of taking your expertise and putting it in a different direction, but that your expertise is what gives you the credibility to do the next thing.
Okay.
All right. Does that all make sense?
Yeah. I guess,
all right, my
I
friend.
Guess,
thanks for calling.
Field, yeah. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, I'm going to go to, hold on. My computer's running a little slow here. I had one of those mornings where I had to figure out how to get my computer online without it being wireless because I guess my router died. So I ended up hooking up directly to my modem. So that was a real interesting adventure. But I've got it working so I could do the radio program. So, you know, when there's a will, right? Okay, I've got area code 845. Hello, 845.
Good morning.
Who's this? Hi, who's
hey,
this?
Lucy. Lucy?
Hi,
good
Lucy.
Morning.
What's your question?
How are you?
I'm
My
good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. The question is about career. What the cars want me to know about my career or business.
All right.
I'm not sure that I'm working now.
Well, it's talking about a man with dark hair and dark eyes that owns his own business that is willing to hire you. Are you already working for him?
No, I'm working for a corporation.
Okay. This man owns a relatively small company, less than 20 or 25 employees, and he's looking for somebody that does a little bit of everything for him, PR, event coordination, maybe a little admin work. That would be the kind of position that you would really enjoy because it gets you out there more globally. It allows you to interact with people, which is what you really love to do. And it's literally talking about working for a man that you really respect. Because the job right now, it's okay. It pays bills, but it's nothing that you really love to wake up to do every day. This is saying that I literally want you to seek out somebody that owns a small business where you can do a variety of sort of PR, special events, and maybe some sales and admin work for them. That's the kind of job that I think that you would really thrive in, Lucy. I'm sorry?
Yeah, the cards don't say anything about all the changes that are going on at work with them now.
Well, what it's saying is that what's going on at work right now, you don't really like what's going on at work right now. They're not really looking at you as somebody in the shakeup that they want to promote, which is why you're a little frustrated. Because you're good at what you do, but you don't like the job. So I'm literally suggesting that you take this time of turmoil that's around you right now and decide on something different that is a little bit more aligned with the talents you bring to this world.
Okay.
So that's what your cards are saying. I hope that helps.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
yeah, I
Lucy.
Don't know anybody with a name that has a small business, but...
Well, it sounds to me like you might want to start looking for that person because according to this, here's the thing. When I do a reading for somebody, things don't just magically happen. I give you a suggestion and maybe you start being a little bit more aware for that suggestion, okay? So the UPS guy is not going to bring the new job to you. What's going to happen is you're going to go, wow, I think I really would like to work for a company that's a smaller company where I get to do a little bit of PR, special events, and maybe even a little sales. So I'm going to look around in my neighborhood to see who might have a small business that I might be a good fit for. So here's the thing. It doesn't magically materialize. I sometimes point you in a direction so that you can make that happen. But according to this, there's a dark-haired, dark-eyed man that if you approach him with the idea of being the PR, sales, marketing, a special event person for the company, he would be incredibly interested in talking to you.
Oh, okay. I got it.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. Okay, bye.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I have somebody from the 831 area code. Hello, 831. Who's this?
Thursday.
Hi, 831. Are you there?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, what's your question?
I am currently working on a difficult case and things coming from this case in my career. I just wanted to know what you see as an outcome.
A lot of chaos and change is coming as a result of what's going on with you right now. What I want you to do is I want you to, and this is going to sound like an odd thing for me to say, I want you to relax into the chaos. I want you to go with the flow of the chaos because you're not supposed to be there anymore. So you're being shown very, very strong events that are gearing you toward looking in a different direction. It will say that what the cards are saying is that the power of coincidence right now is going to actually benefit you. It doesn't say that you are ruined in any way at all. What it's saying is that you're being presented with something so that you know what you don't want.
Okay.
And you're being presented in such a intense fashion that what happens is that there is no choice but for you to sort of relax into the change. You have a card here that talks about coincidence working for your benefit. You have the card of sorrow, which is this contemplation of loss connected with where you are right now. Then you have a card here that talks about extreme chaos and disruption. And the thing is that you're not necessarily the cause of this disruption.
No, I'm not.
Okay, but here's the thing.
I'm a big catalyst.
Yeah, well, that's what it's talking about here. Then you have the luckiest card you can get in my deck. In traditional tarot, it's called the Wheel of Fortune. In my deck, it's called change. So change for you is inevitable, Lisa. It's going to happen. And then what it's saying is that you, if there is any favors that you need to basically reciprocate with, now would be the time to do that. So if there's somebody that you owe because they did a nice turn for you in the past, this is the time to pay them back, which is the funniest thing for me to tell you because it's the least thing you want to do right now. because you're so all in with the crap you're going through right now that it's saying the last thing you want to do is help somebody else. But there will be very beneficial results for you to look at things that are, or to help somebody that seems to be in need right now. This may not be financially. It may be you inviting them to a special event that you get an invitation to, and you call them up and say, hey, I got this really cool event. You want to go with me? What it's saying is that you've really got to put this chaos on the back burner and start looking at how your life is going to shift after this is over.
Okay.
Okay, I hope that helps.
Another question would be, and I'm looking at quitting this position simply because of this case and how I'm watching everybody handle it, and I feel like I'm the guinea pig here.
Being the scapegoat here, and that's what I don't like, is that it's almost like they want to throw you in the middle of it, and here's the thing, they're going to blame you either way. They're going to blame you if you stay. They're going to blame you if you leave. I would rather you do what you can to save face and leave, because then if people ask you, Lisa, why'd you leave? Say, well, I saw some things regarding a case that I didn't agree with, and it made me incredibly uncomfortable. And, you know, as it turned out, I really needed to take some time because I was pretty stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do, remember how I said it's time for you to sort of pay favors back to people? In the action of paying favors back, don't be surprised if another job is offered to you.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic.
But here's the thing. You've really got to get away from this. It's saying that when this kind of chaos is going on and it's kicking you in the gut almost every day, you cannot live with that.
No. No. They asked me to prepare this person. I've got them prepared. I did it so quickly that they're like, we're not ready. I'm like, that's not my problem. You wanted me to get them there. I got them there. And now I'm finding all the money fraud, I'm churning the duck crap off the bottom, and it's making mucky waters.
Yeah,
okay.
And what I would do is I would disengage from this as quickly as you possibly can. And the thing is that I don't know if you can file a report to protect yourself in some way.
I've already started it last night, yeah.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is that when it gets to the point where it becomes an ethical decision and you know you can't live with the people the way they're working right now, then you have only one choice. And actually, by me validating your own intuition about this, you should be feeling incredibly relieved right now.
I cannot even express what it means to have this confirmation right now. The dreams I've been having, I was like, is it because of the full moon coming? I don't know.
Well, you're dealing with some very weak shortcutters. And when I say shortcutters, these are people. Right. So, all right, my friend, thanks for checking in.
Ooh, thanks again, ma'am.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 202 area code. Hello, 202, who's this?
Hi, this is Mia.
Hi, Mia, what's your question?
Hi, I'm calling because I'm wondering if you see anything like in my personal life, anything happening there.
Are you talking relationship-wise?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a man here who the initial sexual energy with this guy was just rocking your world. I mean, this guy, you really thought, oh, my God, soulmate, it's happening so fast, blah, blah, blah. What's interesting, though, is that there's more than one person that he's interested in. Do you recognize this man?
Yeah, I didn't know there was more than one person he was interested in, though.
What it's saying here is that there's a reason he's not all in with you yet, all right? And the operative word here is yet, all right? What I don't want you to do, what I don't want you to do is draw a big line in the sand and go to him and say, where is this relationship going? Instead, what I want you to
I've
do is...
I've already done that.
Oh, dang. Okay. Then don't ask it again. Okay? Take a step back and give yourself some timing with him. That if in the next 4 months he does not bring up that this relationship is moving forward in a direction that you want, then you're making the decision to disconnect from him, all right? But I want you to give this some time, because the more casual you are about what his intentions are, the more he's going to want to be with you. So in the next 4 months, my advice would be give him all the freedom he wants. Don't question him when he doesn't call you. Don't be that person that acts more like his mother instead of his best friend. All right?
Right.
So here's the thing. The reason why I'm telling you not to totally dump this guy is because I actually see a card here where the two of you could have an amazing relationship moving forward. You need to give it more time than you've given it. Okay? And it's not like you're pregnant. It's not like you've got, you know, some bearing down decision here. What I want you to do is I want you to go back to treating him very casually. Like it doesn't matter if you guys go out. It doesn't matter if you hang out. It doesn't matter that he tells you he's going to call you at 4 o'clock and he doesn't. You need to treat him very casually. The more casually you treat him, the more freedom you give him, the more irresistible you become to him. But you can't use guilt. You can't use any, like, feminine weapon against him right now, because that's what's pushed him, that's what he's pushed other women away from him about. Okay? So there's this other woman that he's kind of interested in. Now, nothing serious has happened, so don't get your panties all upset about it, okay? What it's saying here is that you need to go back to being the person he was first attracted to, which was somebody he had to work for. All right? So when the phone rings and it's him, don't answer it every time.
Okay.
Make him wonder what you're doing.
Well, right now we're not really talking. Does that?
Well, we're not talking because you kind of drew the line in the sand. So what you do is you just very casually, in your mind, say to yourself, if it's meant to happen, it will. According to this, you're not going to end up alone. I actually think it might be with this guy, but you got to give him some space. And it's only been a little while that you're not talking.
Yeah.
He's going to miss you. And you have to have enough faith in yourself to realize that he's going to miss you.
Because it's actually been a while that we've known each other, so I guess I was drawing the line because I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. There's a difference between being a friend and then having a romantic relationship. The romantic relationship sort of puts a magnifying glass on everything, all right? So you can't count the time that you were casual friends as part of your relationship time. Okay,
yeah.
I know a friend of mine. She's happily married now, 2 kids, all this other stuff. She knew this guy for 5 years, but they dated for 2.5 before he proposed.
Right.
Okay, so you need to realize here that he does regard you fondly, or he still wouldn't be coming up in your cards, is I guess what I'm trying to tell you. But you got to give him space.
Okay.
You got to let him work this out.
So don't call him or anything.
No, don't call him.
Don't contact him.
And actually, the reason I don't want you to call him is I kind of want you to wait and see when he calls you, because according to this, he will. And if he doesn't call you in 2 weeks, call me back.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 661 area code. Hello, 661. Who's this? Hello? I'm getting some weird noise on the end.
Hello?
Okay. Hi, who's this?
Can you hear me?
I can now. What's your name?
Okay. It was weird. The number is, I didn't recognize. Hi, my name is Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Kelly. What's your question for me?
The question is that I'm trying to see what you get on my situation with my house. If it's
you keep getting some weird delays with this. And here's the thing. You want to take action. You want to get it all resolved. You want it done. Your intuition is sort of nudging you that things are not quite right, and you are correct. What it's saying here is that there may be some issue with the title. There may be some issue with somebody that in the middle of the process of what's going on with your house, they up and quit. So the momentum has somehow stopped. But what it's saying is that there is a resolution that comes within the next 3 to 4 weeks by you taking action. So what's going on with the house?
Well, I mean, I hate to say too much over the line and such.
That's
but,
fine.
You know, it's just that it's been a game with the mortgage company, and now it's gotten out of hand, and it's like they're trying to take it, and then they don't, and then they say, let's make a deal, and then they pull out of it. It's just been insane for too long.
Okay, well, then can I ask you a question? Have you been trying to make payments on the house, and they're refusing the payments?
Yes, that's happened many times, yeah.
Okay, then that's where you need to bring in some sort of authority that oversees the mortgage company, and I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Because what it's saying is you need to get bigger than the mortgage company, because it sounds to me like you're dealing with a mortgage company that doesn't really know what they're doing. And I want to tell you a story, because this happened to someone I know where they couldn't afford to make the payments on their house. And then they had someone interested in buying their house. So what they did is they went back and they were able to they borrowed money from family. They caught up on all the payments. But right after they did that, the mortgage company foreclosed.
Right.
And so what happened is that they ended up it ended up trashing their credit. Trashing.
Right.
Just, you know, so now they had to go in a whole different direction to find a place to live. So there's some real screwy crap going on with that, and what it's saying is that you can't delay. You personally cannot postpone what you need to do to get that fixed.
Okay.
All right? So I hope that helps.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, my friend. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. If you'd like to be considered for an extended reading on her program, please like the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. Mona will randomly choose one of her fans for this special on-air session. You can follow Mona's radio announcements on Twitter by following Psychic View or The Mystic Mona. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each weekday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.